From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting. Trump claims vindication. United States President Donald Trump saying Saturday a disputed memo, quote, totally vindicates him. The congressional memo released Friday alleges FBI surveillance abuse to raise questions about the origins of the investigation into his campaign's possible Russia ties. The four-page document released on Friday contends that the FBI, when it applied for a surveillance warrant on a one-time Trump campaign associate, relied excessively on an ex-British spy, and that ex-British spy's research was funded by the opposing campaign. Democrats say releasing the memo is misleading and undermines the ongoing Russia probe. A suicide blast in a former militant stronghold in northwestern Pakistan has killed at least 11 army officials and injured 13 others. The attack took place Saturday night in Swat Valley, where army officers conduct sporting activities, said an official statement. Sources told VOA army officials were playing volleyball when the bomb went off. A spokesman for the outlawed Pakistani Taliban swiftly claimed responsibility. Russia's Army and Defense Ministry confirmed the death of a pilot after his warplane went down over Syria Saturday. The Russian pilot who ejected from his fighter jet with a parachute was killed by militants after he landed alive. That's according to Syrian monitors and a Syrian militant group. A video circulating on social media shows people looking at flames on the edge of the northwestern Syrian village of Masaran, and a jihadist group linked to the former branch of Al-Qaeda in Syria claimed responsibility for shooting down this pilot. This is VOA News. North Korea violated United Nations sanctions, earning millions of dollars in 2017 from banned commodity exports. Reuters' David Doyle reports.
North Korea earned nearly $200 million last year by exporting banned commodities in violation of international sanctions. That, according to a confidential UN report, as seen by Reuters on Friday. It said North Korea had shipped coal to ports including Russia, China and Malaysia, mainly by using false documents.
And that was David Doyle reporting. Pyongyang has been the subject to sanctions and a bid to choke funding for its ballistic and missiles program. The report added there was also no evidence that North Korea had supplied weapons to Syria and Myanmar. The Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights criticizes the continued suspension of three independent television stations in Kenya. Earlier this week, the TV stations were shut down to prevent live coverage of a controversial ceremony held by Raila Odinga. Odinga is Kenya's main opposition leader. Here's spokesman Rupert Colville on the violent rioting that was predicted ahead of Odinga's ceremony.
What is true and I think very good was that the ceremony which was held by Raila Odinga's party passed off peacefully, and thousands of people attended it, and despite the government's warnings that they shouldn't.
Colville says the continued suspension of the television stations should be ended. And a correction to a previous report on North Korea, the report that Reuters viewed added that there was also evidence that North Korea had supplied weapons to Syria and Myanmar. Australia has set out an ambitious strategy to become one of the world's top 10 weapons exporters within 10 years. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Australian Minister for Defence Industry Christopher Pyne says the plan could create tens of thousands of jobs. He says it will also boost international peacekeeping efforts.
Our primary market is New Zealand, Canada, the UK and the United States. That is where the vast majority of our effort will be placed and has been placed. We need a strong alliances with those kinds of countries, with the capabilities that we need militarily to ensure that we maintain peace in the world. I don't think anybody would question our role in places like Iraq and Syria most recently.
The plan has been anticipated since mid-2017, when Pyne said he wanted to sell more Australian-made weapons overseas. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Australia is currently ranked 20th in a global list of arms exporters. I'm Liz Pelka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.